Park Row Books and Harper Audio present Marion Lane and the Midnight Murder by T.A. Wilberg, performed by Karen Cass. 1. The Secret Stealer. Somewhere in London, Friday, April the 11th, 1958. 11:40 p.m. Threads of steam rose from the warm tarmac. The alleyway was quiet tonight, the perfect setting for the conveyance of secrets. The woman in the red headscarf checked over her shoulder. No one would have followed her, but she had to be sure. She stopped 3 yards from the lamppost and pulled from her bag a flashlight and one sealed envelope. She knew exactly where the disguised letter case was hidden. On the left, shoulder height, behind the brick that looked a little different from its neighbors. But that wasn't the cause of her indecision. What she planned to do tonight would alter the course of someone's future. Her grip on the flashlight handle tightened as she struggled against herself. There were so many reasons to walk away, the potential repercussions of what she planned to do numerous and terrifying. And yet, if there was one thing she truly believed in, one thing that mattered more than any of that, it was the truth. For 7 years, she'd kept a sickening secret. For 7 years, she'd held her tongue, bound by the unbreakable oath of those in her trade. But she felt it now more than ever. How much the secret had consumed her. How unbearable its burden had become. If she did not do this tonight, she doubted whether she'd ever forgive herself. She nodded to herself in the dark, quiet alleyway. Yes, the truth was worth the risk. But with the night pulling swiftly onward, she knew she had to hurry. She directed the beam of her flashlight at the wall, and there it was. A single grey brick that reflected the light. Metal, not brick. She tapped the thing with the butt of her flashlight. Once. Nothing. Twice. A more confident tap, and the dirty grey block shrank back into the wall. There was a soft click, and out from where the brick had been, a thin metal plate extended. Despite the brisk wind now whipping through the alleyway, the woman in the red headscarf began to sweat. She placed the envelope on the metal plate, and watched as letter and plate slipped back into the wall and disappeared. She let out a long breath and wiped the perspiration from her brow. The secret was no longer hers alone to bear. She knew exactly where the envelope would end up. With those people under the ground, those mysterious types who dwelled in the shadows. The Inquirers. They were a band of private detectives who lived beneath the streets of London in a labyrinth of twisted tunnels and ancient hallways, the entrance to which no one had ever found. The Inquirers were something of a myth to the citizens of London, a whispered legend that might or might not exist, depending on whom you asked. But to those who believed, the Inquirers had gained a somewhat ambivalent reputation. They were like ghosts, some said, sleuths who guarded the city. Nameless, silent, forever bound to linger in darkness. And while almost everyone had heard about the 100-and-something secret postboxes, known as letter cases, hidden in concealed locations throughout the city, into which one was encouraged to place suspicions of criminal behaviour, tip-offs and requests, no one was quite sure what happened after that. Where did the letters go? How did they get there, and who was going to read them? Fresh rumours surfaced every few months. Letters are pulled by a string through the wall and into a room just beyond was a favourite until someone smashed down a wall in which a letter case was thought to be, and in doing so, brought the entire south-facing wall of Mr. Silverton's garage crumbling to the ground. No string, no secret room, just a pile of bricks and a metal pipe that appeared to feed into the ground. A water pipe, most probably. There were similar concerns about the effectiveness of the Inquirer's investigative skills, since many people who'd claimed to have sent forth a tip-off had yet to see anything come of it. More sensible individuals, however, said that this was simply because the Inquirers did not have the time or resources to bother with concerns of a personal...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?